What's up, y'all? It's DJ Tim from The Bonfire.
DJ Jerry.
And today we're going to be talking about how there's a game today.
Sectionals.
Who we play?
Perry Meridian.
I don't think we're going to lose. But
I think we can pull this one out.
Cause I heard, are they good this year or no?
I ain't really heard too much about them. But I definitely think we could pull this one out. Move on to the next round.
How far you think we're going to be able to get this year?
I think we're going to actually make it pretty far if we just really lock in and just play our best and know how we can play and stay disciplined. And I think we can make it far.
Yeah, I feel like we could too, because I feel like this year we're more of a team.
Yeah, we got the talent and everything to do it. We just got to bring all our talent together and work as a team to do it instead of working like just for ourselves. Just got to do it as a team, and we can really do it.
I feel like we definitely gonna be ready for the game today.
Yeah, I think you know we going out. We standing on business.
Standing straight on business. 10 toes down.
Standing right on business. No count.
Okay, we're gonna talk about NFL. I feel like almost college football is more exciting than NFL.
Yeah, college is way more exciting than NFL.
I feel like it's way more scoring. And it's like a lot of comebacks.
I think it's a lot more physical.
Yeah, because, you know, the NFL didn't tone down the physicality.
Yeah, it's a lot more physical. Mm-hmm. I like college better.
And, the NBA season just started.
I ain't really watched it. Yeah. But I heard that Giannis had 29 first night and Dame had 39 first night.
Man, that's gonna be. I don't know. It's gonna be way harder to see who's gonna win this year because
it's a lot of stacked teams.
It's a lot of stacked teams now, and including the East and the West.
Yeah, so it's like it's hard to see and tell who's gonna win just from the beginning of the.
But I like it like this because I feel like it's way more competitive when you got
and it's way more interesting.
Yeah, when you got a lot of more stacked teams, it's just not one stacked team.
Yeah, it's not one sided.
Like you know, guaranteed they're probably gonna win.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not a lot of those games this year.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know why, but I feel like Curry and them gonna win.
Oh, yeah, I feel like they is gonna win.
Warriors gonna win.
I feel like it's gonna be Warriors and the Bucks in the finals.
But yeah. Warriors Lakers, I ain't gonna lie. Lakers, no.
I feel like Warriors gonna win 4-3 in the finals.
4-3. I feel like they unstoppable for real.
Because with Curry, Thompson, who else they got? Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green, that's. As they start in lineup. Just as they start in lineup. That's crazy.
Insane, actually. That's crazy. I'm thinking they going to really be stacked this year.
They going to be nice.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. Because I feel like the regular season, it ain't really showing up. Nobody going to be. I'm waiting for the playoffs.
Playoffs is going to get interesting.
But don't. I think the Suns is scary, too.
Yeah. Hey, nah, Suns is scary. No cap.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That team.
Suns is nice.
But I don't got
Devin Booker.
Yeah. KD.
KD. Cool. They traded some people, though.
Yeah.
Forgot.
They don't got Chris Paul no more.
They ain't got Chris Paul.
They ain't got Mikal Bridges. Who do they got? Who do they pick up?
I don't think they got, do they got DeAndre Ayton still?
I forgot who they picked up.
Yeah, I can't remember who they picked up. But it wasn't, like, no bad players that they picked up. So it was actually kind of a good trade, so. It's still a nice team. They got potential to make it far in the playoffs.
For sure.
I wouldn't say finals contenders. I don't know. Maybe. But I wouldn't say finals contenders just yet.
I feel like I gotta give them a couple more years.
Yeah, I gotta give it.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't see how that team, the Bucks, doesn't go to the finals. The Nuggets, too.
Nuggets? Okay, Nuggets is stacked.
Nuggets is going all. Yeah. But I feel like Jokic just put like it's a 9-to-5 job, bro.
Yeah, he just like.
He just dare to be there.
Yeah.
And it's like. he be balling.
He be balling, but he just be throwing up shots, bro. And they be going in. I be like, bro.
How?
What, bro? Like, he
shoot like Larry Bird.
He make the most unexpected shots ever. And you don't ever expect it to go in.
Never.
So I just like.
Him, oh yeah, you got hold on, the Mavericks.
Mavericks, Kyrie, Luka.
And Luka.
That's what I'm saying, like, it's a lot of stacked teams. Like, nice duo. Cause not gonna lie, the Thunder, they're gonna be nice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't expect them to, but Spurs, Wembanyama?
Spurs. I wonder if he's really actually that good.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really watch Spurs.
I watched his game. Yeah, he be cooking.
I didn't really watch
Spurs. So, he's so long, so his defense kind of easy.
Pause.
But he got a long wingspan.
Yeah.
So
he is like 7'5".
Seven five. So and like, he be moving like KD. Like he plays like KD. I just ain't really
never paid attention to watch him. I just like always see.
Yeah, these big men are getting way more athletic and more versatile than just being a big man.
Big man in the paint, like, because a lot of big men now can shoot.
Yeah.
They can dribble. It's a lot that a big man can do now than just stay in the paint and
for
just.
Sure. I really can't wait. I ain't gonna lie. Who you got winning the Super Bowl?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Super Bowl, I got winning it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
If you put a parlay on it, hold on, listen. If you put a parlay on it, who you got winning the Super Bowl and the NBA Finals?
I put a parlay on it. I had to say, Super Bowl, I'm gonna have to go Eagles. I'm gonna have to go Eagles. And then for the Finals, I'm gonna have to go Warriors.
I was gonna say, either I got, for if I had a parlay on it, I got Chiefs going again.
I got Chiefs going, but I got them losing.
I got Chiefs going again. Actually, I don't know.
I got Chiefs going, but I got Warriors. Losing.
Cause yeah, I got Chiefs winning, Warriors. Cause
and I, then I got I, Warriors or
you think he could be the GOAT?
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
GOAT. I wouldn't say GOAT. Well, I don't know, but it's hard to beat what Tom Brady did.
Cause he did. He won 7 rings.
Yeah, it's hard to beat what Tom Brady did. I feel like he got potential to do it.
And he just won a ring in the WNBA, too.
Yeah, so I think he got potential to do it. But
7 rings. That's crazy. You got to be like that, man.
That's crazy. 7 is crazy.
But yeah, this is the end of our podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.